having a good time, HHG? Well, if you said no, our friendly neighborhood Ride-On has something for you to turn that around. A stylish crossover with a rather stylistic retelling of a famous Italian tale. Get comfy, Anons, because tonight we're heading into the Other Inferno. Chapter 1. Beginnings and Sloth. It was done. Lucifer was entombed and chained in ice down in Treachery, the lowest of hell. The one who'd done it was a former crusader named Dante Alighieri, on a search to find and rescue his beloved Beatrice. After the great battle, Dante could only gasp for breath when suddenly he was struck with fatigue, holding onto the scythe of death that he'd killed a grim reaper for. A whisper was heard by him. "Be calm, Dante. Your journey is halfway through. You will pass through the gates of heaven, but first, you must make your trek back to a different hell." The voice had a calm, feminine tone to it, but it did not sound like his Beatrice. It was more mature. If only he knew who it was. "You will face new challenges, different from what you've been through, but I assure you, I am an angel, and I will oversee your protection." And then he collapsed. In a different version of heaven, two seraphim looked down at a mirror. The older one, Sarah, had whispered something in this strange man's ear, while the younger one, Emily, simply watched in silence, only to be snapped out of her thoughts. "Emily, I trust you to not tell anybody about this. This man may be the greatest warrior we will ever have." Sarah spoke in a firm tone. Emily simply nodded. She knew that if this ever came out, nobody would ever trust them again. This man was an equivalent of Archangel Michael. He would be invaluable to any war between heaven and hell. Dante awoke in between two buildings, and once he completely recovered from the fatigue, walking out, he was shocked. Although he did not know where he was, a loud voice suddenly was heard saying,
"Sloth is hell's number one in medical care and vacations. You don't need to do anything. Our automated systems will take care of you for your stay."
Sloth. For those who are apathetic in action or in thought. Those who did not have the energy to praise or worship God. Although he did not see anything in his hell about sloth, he was not expecting this. From what he could tell, there was no seeming punishment for those in this world. No reason as to why not. After all, hell was a punishment. Dante was snapped out of his thoughts when a strange, floating machine suddenly showed up near him, yelling about,
"New discounts on local resorts!"
Acting on instinct, Dante raised the scythe and struck the strange machine, slicing it in half. The machine dropped to the ground, sputtering about something before bursting into flames. Dante only ran afterwards. He didn't know if this would lead to anything else showing up. He knew nothing. But as he ran, he noticed something strange. As he walked around, anyone who noticed him did not immediately attack him, only standing in shock. No one stopped him. At least, until a loud voice was heard from multiple speakers.
"Well, aren't you a newcomer? I don't know how you got here, but from what I can see, you're some kind of sinner, correct?"
the voice asked, a deep feminine tone to it.
"I only pass through to make my way to heaven. An angel told me they would protect me."
Dante yelled back at the voice. The voice only started to laugh before continuing.
"Do you not know where you are? You're in hell, dipshit. As if any of those holier-than-thou angels would give a shit over some random bum-fuck sinner."
The voice continued with a chuckle.
"Then who are you? And who do you serve?"
Dante yelled back. The woman yawned before speaking.
"Name's Belfagor. And since you're like a brick wall, I'll just let my machines do the work. All this talking made me tired.
The voice said before the speakers shut down. Dante could only think about what the voice said before he heard a noise. As if a swarm of locusts were coming. Turning, he saw several of the same machine he cut down earlier, all equipped with some kind of weapon. He knew this would be a fight. Dante used the scythe to cut down the nearest one, dodging a saw blade from one of them, slicing the machines down one by one. It was only once he glimpsed at some sort of map that showed the seven rings of hell. Finishing off the last one, Dante used the moment to look at the map. It was confusing at first, but using a map of contents in the corner, he understood that some kind of elevator connected all rings of hell, and directions to the elevator, Dante could only hope that this was genuine. After a quick nap, Belfajor awoke to the machines she sent were all cleaved apart. Rewinding the footage, she saw that the sinner was likely making his way to the elevator to the other rings. Oh, shit. If he actually made his way to heaven, this would only lead to Lucifer coming down and wrecking her shit. Pulling out their phone, Belfajor recorded a message to the rest of the ringleaders, hoping they would hear it. If any of you find some weird knight or crusader-looking motherfucker, don't let him escape. He's trying to get to heaven and says he's guided by an angel. Sending the message, all she could do was wait for any response. Entering a lobby, Dante looked around for any escape, only for another voice to say,
"Attention, last call for the elevator to Envy, descending up in 5 minutes."
Dante didn't care about looking for another ring, just some way to get out of this place. Running around, looking for it, he heard another announcement.
"Attention, if you've seen a human-looking sinner with a cross-shaped tattoo on their entire chest, wearing chainmail, apprehend them immediately. The person who turns them in will receive a discount for any resort in Sloth. Thank you."
Dante could only run faster. Anyone who noticed him could only yell at him to stop. Seeing an open elevator, Dante ran as a small crowd of demons followed him, trying to grab him. Looking down at his hip, the cross of Beatrice was still glowing with holy energy. Holding onto it, charging it, and releasing the charged energy. From a small, handheld crucifix came a large, cross-shaped burst of energy. Anyone unlucky enough to be in its path felt it tear at their demonic energy, causing intense pain to even the slightest touch of the cross. With all the demons chasing him now clamoring to dodge the holy energy, it gave enough time for the elevator to close its doors, giving him some temporary relief, but still tense. Turning around, Dante anticipated several demons ready to jump him and get that reward, only for a mostly empty space welcoming him. A heavy sigh came from his chest. Walking to the nearest seat, Dante could only think about what had just happened. Sloth. Dante could only remember a few memories of him being slothful, mostly in his childhood. Young Dante was still in his bed despite the afternoon sun shining through the windows of his house.
"Dante, if you stay in your bed any longer, you'll wake up stuck to it. Get up!"
His father yelled at him from the doorway. Dante was normally a very active kid, whether being an altar boy or exploring the nearby forest. But today he just wasn't feeling well enough to get up. He was not ill, but there certainly was a sense of apathy within the young boy. Something was off, as if he was held down by his own mind, as if his body was made of solid lead, far too heavy for him to lift. If only he knew what it was. The phone on his desk began to ring. A pale man picked up the receiver, having one of his informants informing of a strange man on Sloth. Simply saying,
"Interesting."
About the new information given, the man simply thanked his informant on the new information. Putting the receiver back onto the phone, the man fixed his suit, grabbing his cane and hat, the snake coiling the apple, giving a small hiss. For Lord Lucifer, fallen angel, had a new guest in his domain. And what kind of homeowner wouldn't be the kind to give a stranger a little tour of his house?